Rally, a poem by Reginald Andre Jackson. Truth is a dog, says our mightiest bard, and this one's wet. The smell of her hide hits hard, like a toddler's smile when he first finds his feet. A wild, musky stench besmirches the air. You re-swallow your lunch, smile like it ain't no thing. But that's Seattle for you. Summer in the city, and the weather is cracked. Thunder and heat meet. Haters of LeBron deal their hearts to Miami. This isn't real, I play it off. My work is play, I'm an actor. But see, I but play at being Edgar, and the beast bites my back. Might this truly be real? Is it lightning? Or some lunatic scissors taking me down by the leg? Mouth clenched tight, arms strained against leather. Maybe if I can just shift my left butt cheek, some comfort will come. In its stead, the stab. Oh, fuck! Hold it, the kid's here. Can't feed him fear. Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck! Must be some basketball metaphor I can lay on him, keep him strong. But it's a sonic rumble down a feckless street and... Oh, oh, fuck. With the fall of each tier, a title's waved away. Parent, grown up, out the wine seeps like a pig on a spit. A baby I am now, my child, far outstripping me in years. The nape of his neck, nestled within tiny palms, legs crossed, he climbs deeper into the puppies on the screen. Ambulance. EMTs with razor clam carts, hard metal at my back. The parade float that is me bobs its way into the rain. No way, this is real. Bumpy rides, MRIs, doctors, and ice. In come the coats with their blood pressure cuffs, the date of your birth, the IV prick, the waiting. In come the surgeons with his talk of knives and bone. No, I say. So it's little paper cups and pills, pills, pills. Oh, these endless sciatic nights. Yes, there are times when things get too real. It's all right, I tell myself, I'm not here. I am not here. I am not here. I am not here. The fair is anything but. I take my son by the hand. We enter. Illusion and reality collide. It's all new to him. I'm hip to the carnies with their hustlers' tents and pink sugar clouds. At three, he's 2 inches shy to ride most rides. I stand witness to the decimation of his first corn dog. And put him on painted ponies, I consider the lunacy of the carnival. Next ride he has the height for, we're on it. Buckled down together, we enter the haunted house. Crazy lights, horrid noise, darkness, grotesque, misshapen figures jerk mechanically about. 30-second money eaters shoot. My thoughts of these tacky 30-second money eaters shoot to those of the 3-year-old strapped in beside me. Quietly, he stares on. Brightness. From out the car we come. He gifts me with the face he wore in. I swing him unto me. That's my boy. We find there is a little tyke section. He now flies, drives semis, floats. I point my pocket computer at him like all the others. Another corn dog, then home. How was it? Asked mother to son. The rides were fun, but the people in the cages scared me. Daddy told you they weren't real, right? They were real to me. real to me. Say, you remember that Cheryl Lynn cut, I want to say 78, 79? Yeah, that's the thing. To be real. What's real to me is that reality seems intangible, prepackaged, demographically designed, distorted. It screams from our TV. We are so comfortable, so set in our way, so tethered to our tablets, phones, earbuds, that even the hail of bullets and bar stools can only shake us from our caffeinated ways for a matter of weeks. Then it's back to bitching about the weather, forgetting how livid we were last Thursday when we couldn't find our shades. But these may only be the lies I tell myself when I feel that I am real. What I know to be true is that my love is Peach. My boy is a joy. And I'll give it to him real. I want to tell him like Chappelle said, you came from my balls, son. I'll tell him straight, we were robbed of the Sonics. I'll tell him we had a man who would reign. I'll say, once upon a time, there was a much cherished glove, and when it shined, fell prey to time, its rough and weathered hide cast far aside. For many years then, many did turn to Jesus. But that was before he came, that boy. With him, the darkness did descend, and a numbness choked the land. But swing wide of it, son. When all's uncertain, droop not in apathy. Don't dare despair. Dig deep. Rally.
This episode of Sandbox Radio was sponsored in part by the Sandbox Artist Collective and a grant from 4Culture. It was recorded on July 23, 2012 at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. To make a donation or to access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.